Liesel van der Veste is joining us now. She is in studio because she's about to go on air on KFM 94.5 at 5 o'clock. Lovely to see you.
Great to be in studio. Good morning. Welcome to the early morning weekday teams.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's day three and it's still settling in and getting used to it. But I love being here. I love having the audience. We always talk matters fitness on a Friday morning, certainly in Cape Town, and our Joburg audience is going to enjoy that. And I was reflecting a moment ago that even if gyms were to open tomorrow, and even though I am continuing to pay my gym membership, I'm likely to wait a couple of weeks, if not months, before I go back, just to make sure that everybody is safe. Would you go back to a gym?
No. but I would do the same. And what I'm doing now is I'm actually in touch with a number of gyms around the country. I'm going to do some virtual tours and some real tours, so the ones that I can get access to, so I can see what measures have been put in place. But I know it's going to be a 2-week wait because the court case was yesterday for the gyms.
And the court case is what? To force government to review regulations in order for them to open.
And to review what they've put into practice. And yesterday they said they've got 2 weeks to wait for government to see, and they've taken all the paperwork. They were late. The government was late submitting documents. So the case has been put on hold and they're reflecting on a few things, and we should hear in the next 2 weeks. And I heard from Fit SA, and that's the body that's representing a lot of the fitness bodies.
Because according to the current regulations, we would need to be in level one of alertness before gymnasiums are actually open for any physical activity, right?
Absolutely. So I know there's a lot of businesses that are struggling right now in terms of gyms, and I know they're really pushing to be open and they've really been working hard. I'm actually on a WhatsApp group with Fit SA. I'm seeing what the gyms are putting into place, and I understand the safety measures, but I also understand where the government's coming from.
And what are some of those measures? What are they doing in preparation for the opening of gyms?
A lot of the gyms have moved spaces. So I'm talking boutique style gyms. We've covered Virgin Active. We've covered Planet Fitness at great lengths on both on 702 and on Cape Talk. So a lot of the boutique style gyms are putting in the thermometer measure in place. They're putting in the booking slots in place. So you can't just arrive and train. You have to book your slot and you have to arrive. A lot of them are ending the classes earlier. So I know F45, they have a 50-minute class now instead of an hour. So it leaves time to clean between the next classes coming up. And also showers and change rooms. Some of the gyms aren't allowing their showers and change rooms to be open. So those are some of the
things. Which is going to be a little bit impractical, because some people would wake up in the morning at this time, for example, get into their car, drive to the gym, have a workout session with the intention of then showering, getting dressed and making their way to work.
Yes. So that's, and that's going to be a problem because you miss your morning commute by going to the gym. So there's those things, and I understand where they're coming from and I understand the safety measures that they are putting in place. We're just going to have to wait and see how it's going to roll out and how it's going to work for the various gyms. But everyone is very positive on that group. No one said anything bad. No one's been very negative. So it's quite exciting to see. And they're working together as a collective body. They're sharing ideas. They're sharing information where they're actually competitors to each other.
Yeah. Which is good to hear. Give us a call on 021-446-0567 or 11-883-0702. Share with us your frustrations of not being able to go to a gym and have not been able to do so for more than 3 months now. And what are you doing to supplement your physical training needs? Some people have gone on to acquire dumbbells, which are very expensive, by the way.
Did you see the Louis Vuitton ones?
Oh, are the Louis Vuitton ones as well now?
I think they're 80,000 rand a pair.
Literally for just like two...
They pivoted and did some gym wear, Gucci and Louis Vuitton. I don't have them, but I've seen the pictures.
Do they come in a special case or something?
Does someone work out for me with them?
Do you know what I mean? Because ultimately a dumbbell is a dumbbell, right? It's a weight that is shaped in a particular way, and all you have to do then, no. 80,000 rand.
Yeah.
And are there people who are actually buying these dumbbells?
Yeah. They had a very popular first week. This came out just at the start of lockdown in South Africa.
Wait. And these are people beyond Beyonce and Kim Kardashian. Like, these are ordinary folk who are paying 80,000 rand in order for them.
That's what Louis Vuitton is saying.
All right. If you are one of those.
Send us pictures. We want to see what they look like.
Take us out for lunch.
A socially distanced lunch.
Socially distanced lunch, of course. A fitness index has been released by an outfit called Future Fit Training. Who are they and what is this index?
So the Future Fit Index is a look at year on year globally are the most recognized brands in terms of search. They looked at Google search engines. They looked at Instagram, and they looked at what was popular in the various countries. And what Future Fit is, it's an online personal training hub. And I think they've done this research for themselves so they can see which brands really work. And it's actually great for their business as well. And then everyone asked me, does it not COVID? Has COVID not skewed the numbers? And what they've done year on year between 1st of March till 29 February, 2018 to 2019, 2019 to 2020. That's what the year that they looked at.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been skewed yet. So I'm quite interested to see the numbers after March, to see the most Googled workouts, to see the most Googled influencers. And I think we're going to see a big change. But for the time being, it's interesting to see the info that they've released. It's interesting from fitness perspective to see what's hot. It's interesting to see which fitness influencers are really going out there and making a difference in people's lives.
The British gentleman, Joe Wicks, is the one who's really exploded thanks to COVID-19. I believe his subscription numbers went from what was already a decent base into like just a stratosphere of a different level altogether. Who would have been the big influencers to really benefit from COVID-19 in a South African context, do you know?
I would definitely say Rashta. She's based in Cape Town, but she released an online platform just as we went into lockdown, and really very popular. I'm following her on Instagram. She releases workouts. She's a mom, so she's got pregnancy workouts. She's released health drinks. Really, really been big. And then a lot of people are following Jeff. It's John O'Mankey's and his wife that run a online business and an online training session with kids involved. They were on Supersport at one stage and SABC, if I'm not mistaken, doing early morning training. So those have been really big. And then we're seeing everyday fitness influencers. So not the big ones that are doing the training, but just everyday people influencing. And that's really nice. So Fit Girl SA is also giving fitness workouts. So it's nice to see our local guys really coming out and shining. Letsego Zulu, big with her daily workout that she's putting out. Lisa Rally has been incredible during lockdown. And I must say about Lisa and Letsego, they immediately tweet and reply to Instagram messages from any of their clients and are really motivating. And that's what people want to hear. They're in lockdown. They want someone to say, well done. You did really well.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you foresee this continuing beyond level one of lockdown? It will take certainly you and me a lot of time to go back to the gym. So we will rely for at least a period of time post lockdown on these videos and fitness programs that are shared online. But do you foresee a future where perhaps it's a combination of both, where you go to gym every second or third day because you need to actually lift that weight? And then the other times you're actually staying at home and you're doing your 20-minute workout that is going to give you all you need.
At the start of the year, I said we're going to see a hybrid of both combination work classes, live classes, and being online. And I want to see gyms actually, if I can't make the spinning bike and I have a stationary bike at home, I can still book the session and still be part of the class and just train from home. So I was hoping we're going to see some of that. We're going to see a hybrid of people training from home, people training online, and then that little bit of interaction and actually going to the gym just to see other people, to get your trainer to show you that you've got the right form, the right way of training. So hopefully in South Africa, I'm seeing internationally, that's the way it's going. And the number of gyms I've spoken to said for the next couple of months, they are going to do hybrids. And then they'll have to see how popular it is to either just have the class or do it online.
Before we let you go, Liesl, let's take a call from Karen in Glenken. Karen, you've got a question. Good morning.
Hi, Africa. Hi, Liesl.
Good morning.
I was just wondering when the gyms are going to do martial arts, because although it's a contact sport, I think dojos often are really nice and large, and you know, maybe just then the floors have to be sterilized. And I love martial arts. I've only did it for a very short time in my life, but it taught me a lot about myself, and I'm just thinking of all those people missing out on, and a lot of people, even in African the townships that I know, there are trainers of martial arts that aren't operating, and just thinking of them and thinking of if you have any idea.
And I imagine, Karen, here you're referring to anything from karate, for example, because there are many, many classes of karate across South Africa, all the way to what's that Zen one?
Where you Tai Chi.
Tai Chi. Those kind of martial arts practices.
Well, you know, there's jiu-jitsu, there's Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I've got my daughter's a champion, and my grandson is loves his martial arts, and he's been missing it. And I remember when I did karate, we used to often have weekends away, and we used to go out in the bush and do our karate in the bush. There was full contact, but I did JKA. But we did have opportunity to be outdoors, and no, that hasn't been happening because people have been told to keep indoors and gyms have been closed. And it's actually not just a sport. Martial arts is more than a sport.
It's a lifestyle. Yeah, it's a lifestyle. Karen, by the way, Karen referred to Liesl as giraffe because that is actually, do you want to explain the giraffe thing for people who don't know?
Well, I was living in Johannesburg and Craig Jacobs, who writes for the Sunday Times, had a photograph of me in about 2010. And my sister, I'm 1.8 meters tall. She's 1.87. So I'm the shortest in the family. And he called us the giraffe sisters. And it literally spiraled out of control. That the following week, a sportswear brand actually sent me a jacket that says giraffe.
She's wearing a giraffe.
And I'm wearing a giraffe
thing at the moment. Yeah.
So people just send me giraffe gifts, and that's how it just spiraled. And I use it in my fitness gear. You'll see I've got giraffe prints.
So Karen is actually being quite endearing to Liesl at the moment. Do we know when the martial arts studios will be able to open?
That's actually something very interesting because it's an impact sport. So you're touching people. So I have no idea what's going to happen going forward. But I know some of the gyms like Northcliff Karate Academy and Resilience Gymnastics Club in Joburg. They've done some virtual stuff for kids. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to do social distance training for the time being. You're not going to have that impact where you're touching and you're throwing each other on the floor and you're grappling and stuff. They are actually going to do some social distancing until you can get it right, because you can't open and have kids grappling each other or play fighting against each other with impact and touching.
We suspect, Karen, then, just like with gyms, they will probably only be allowed to operate in level one, and they will need to submit a very clear plan of how they'll ensure social distancing and all of that to obviously mitigate against any potential infection of COVID-19. All right.
Not really, because you know what happens? That takes forever. So we really need to get something happening outdoors. We all know what if you kick someone in the face from a distance, you know how far a meter and a half is.
And a lot of these gyms are doing online, and they are doing social distance classes. That's their plan. But I don't think we're going to see the things that the gatherings and the groundwork and the touching.
It's such a pity.
I know.
But anyway, we'll wait. We'll carry on waiting, and we'll be just doing what we can. And Liesl, thank you for making what could have been an insult into an absolute compliment. You are the most beautiful giraffe.
Thank you very much.
Karen, thank you very much indeed. And thank you, Liesl. We'll chat again, of course, next week Friday.
Thanks, Africa.